Can you tell something about you? Who are you and what you are doing in Microsoft?
Sure. Thank you for having me here to chat with you.
Yeah.
My name is Don Field. I'm Senior Director of Product Management for Microsoft Learning. Microsoft Learning is the group at Microsoft that creates all of our Microsoft certifications like MCSA and MCSE. We also create the training materials that are associated with our certifications that are delivered through our Microsoft Learning partners all around the world. Microsoft Learning also is responsible for Microsoft Press. So if
the
folks
books.
Want to look at books and use those for self-study, we are involved in those. And lastly, we also are responsible for the Microsoft IT Academy program, which is a major learning program that we run in conjunction with schools, universities, perhaps secondary schools, again, in places around the world.
So the number one is education, right? In all of the aspects?
It's all about learning and acquiring the skills that can, frankly, help people reach their full potential.
Great, because you know what, in Poland, people love to learn. I know because I know lots of IT pros in Poland, and they are love to learn, love to achieve some certification. And when I tell to my readers on my blog that you will be here in Poland, they send few questions to me. And of course, I have these questions with me, and I will try to ask some of them. I hope that you will get you will have great answers to this. And the first question is that, of course, we have trainings, we have certification, we have exams, but what next? What next in terms of if the employees will knew the value of the certification, if the people who will pass the exams will be a much better on Polish labor market? Do you think that it will help people to be better in their jobs?
Well, you've asked a number of different questions there, and which is good. There are a few different aspects. Just to start with why people choose to certify. You've listed a number of the different areas that matter. For some people, it's about gaining knowledge and skills. We know from research that when people know there's an exam coming, a certification exam, they're more likely to focus and make sure they really know the material, particularly if it's a good, strong exam. And we've made some major changes that probably some of your recent test takers have noticed to our certification exams that assure that they're really rigorous exams that require people to have the requisite skills. For example, our SQL exams now have questions that require people to actually write SQL statements, not just answer perhaps a multiple choice question on it. So, well, you know, one reason people certify is that. Of course, people certify to get a job or to grow in the job that they are in, to demonstrate additional skill. I will tell you that having run certification programs here at Microsoft and at other IT companies as well, we also see that people tend to certify because it provides recognition among their peers. It's a measure of confidence. It gives people a sense that
expertise.
I really do know this material. I think I do. I've been using these products for a while, but I really know it because I can pass that exam. And so there are a number of factors that cause people to certify. You asked me, though, also about would it help people get a job? Would it help people grow in their job? I don't know the Polish labor market well enough to answer directly in that regard. I will say that we have plenty of research that demonstrates that it really does make a difference. For example, Global Knowledge, one of the learning companies that we use to deliver our training, recently put out an article about the top 15 salaried certifications. And what they showed was 6 of the top 15 and 3 of the top 10 were Microsoft certifications. So we have a lot of confidence in their ability to help people grow in their career.
So what Microsoft is doing to show this value of certification to employees and to employers, and how it's Microsoft doing in all over the world?
So, you know, conversations like this and posts on blogs and so on are very important these days in getting the word out. You and I are sitting here at a school in Warsaw having a discussion about this. I'll be speaking to a group of several hundred students later today about certifications and about their value, and some of the instructors will be present as well. We do these kinds of activities in many different places. We've also had some great engagement with recruiting organizations. Let me again give you an example from the United States. There is a company called Robert Half, H-A-L-F. It is a very large recruiting firm in the United States. I did a webinar with them at their request, connected with our people at Microsoft who work closely with Robert Half about a month ago. That was broadcast to, I believe they said, over 550 people, and then recorded and placed on YouTube. So yes, you could find that on YouTube. Okay. That where I talked about the various elements of why certification matters and what our new certifications look like. Robert Half, interestingly, is very interested in having their database of over 100,000 IT professionals Microsoft certified, because it makes it easier for them to place those people in jobs. My Robert Half, in fact, offers free training to the people in their database. It's self-paced e-learning training using a product called Skillport to help people gain those skills, because they see how valuable it is in placing people in IT roles throughout the United States.
Okay, so this is something for people who have some skills, who have some knowledge. And what do you propose for the people who don't have any certification? What should they do at the beginning? Where should they start with certification?
Well, we offer certifications in one way, in kind of three categories. So if you think about what kinds of skills matter in the workplace today and relate to Microsoft technologies, we have IT professionals, people who are looking to grow their career in planning, designing, implementing, and operating IT systems, small or large, from a branch office to a data center. Yeah. We have developers, people who are looking to develop applications, whether a small app to go on a Windows 8 phone, all the way to enterprise class applications. And we have information workers, people who are using Microsoft Office and other productivity tools. For a lot of people, a great place to start, if depending on which path you're in, is to look at the earliest certifications that we offer in each path. So for IT professionals and for developers, we offer a new set of certifications called MTA, or Microsoft Technology Associate. They are not about having high-level job-ready skills. Instead, they are about learning at a very fundamental level, but making sure that people feel confident in their understanding of networking or security or software development or development of games, for that matter. That's a great place to start for technical roles. For information worker roles, a great place to start would be with some of the certifications we have called Microsoft Office Specialist, or MOS. Yes. For Microsoft Office applications, literally you can be certified in Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, Microsoft PowerPoint. I'm certified in Microsoft PowerPoint 2010.
Whoa.
And it's amazing how much people find that they didn't know that those programs could do until they went through the certification process and learned about new features.
And if you talk about MTA certification, do you think that it will be possible to have this certification in Polish language or in local languages? Because right now it's in English, right? And I'm wondering if for the beginners it will be easier. Of course, I know that people who want to learn, who want to be certified in higher certification, they have to know English, of course. But for the beginners, maybe it will be easier to have it in Polish, but I'm not sure if it's possible or you are considering this.
I wish I could tell you that I knew that the answer would be yes. It's a great question that one of your readers or more than one of your readers might have asked. I can't say that yet. I will say that you and I are meeting at the beginning of a two-day visit for me here in Warsaw, and I'm looking to gather feedback. So, of course, we're open to feedback to understand how important it might be and what the opportunity might be. Certainly, I completely understand that English language skills are something that people develop here. Yours are fantastic. And I know, though, that it would of course be easier to be able to take the exams in Polish. I know that if I tried to take an exam such as that in a language that wasn't my native language, like Polish, I know a little bit of French from taking it in school, a little bit of Spanish. I would not be very successful in an exam in either one. So I do understand the issue, though I can't tell you today that we have a specific plan yet to do that.
So probably you will meet with one of our trainers, Paweł Pławiak, who is doing right now training, online training for people about NPA certification. And one of the questions about it was that right now NPA certification is about, for example, Windows 7. Do you know how much time it's needed to develop a new version of exams?
We are aware that the Windows OS fundamentals, the MTA Windows OS fundamentals, is more focused on Windows 7. I don't have a date for you, but we're working on it.
Okay.
We're very well aware that needs to be updated to Windows 8.
Good to know. And one of the questions from my readers was, can you explain why sometimes exams are available earlier than learning materials? For example, we are developing exam, and there is no any learning materials for this, especially for higher certifications.
Yeah. So when we develop training materials and exams, we look to develop them together.
Yeah.
Having said that, we won't necessarily build training materials for every exam that we offer. Today, for example, a good example where we don't have training materials, and this could be the area your reader was thinking about, is one of our MCSD certifications. This is a new certification that we just introduced in application lifecycle management, and we haven't built training courses yet to support that. So it's ideal when we have both at the same time, but we won't always be able to do that. And when we know we can get either training or exams out in the market so that people can either learn skills or validate their skills, we don't want to hold them back for waiting for availability of the other piece. We'd rather provide it, because in the case of MCSD application lifecycle management, there are some people who have the skills already.
Yeah.
And we don't want to prevent them from earning a certification just because we haven't yet built a course.
Yeah, I know a lot of people in Poland who are passing the exam in beta versions. So I think you're right in some part of it.
The other thing I would say is that, as you know, we work very closely with Microsoft certified trainers and Microsoft's authorized learning partners. In many cases, we have found that our learning partners are able to provide training that supports our exams even before we are able to build that content, because they often have people who have expertise in some of the areas that where we haven't yet built a course. So when we do have an exam out before a course is out in the market, often many of our partners can fill the gap. So that's another element I wanted to add.
Okay, so the tough questions. Tough question. What about why Microsoft is changing so often names of certification, generation of certification, levels of certification. It's sometimes for me as a person who is engaging in certification, in showing the knowledge about certification, it's sometimes hard to understand the level of certification and the changes, and especially for the new people, because for example a few days ago I was talking with people even in Microsoft, but not only, about the certification, and I showed them the web page, learning web page, and they said it's sometimes confusing for people to see the generation of certification and the different levels. Can you tell something about it?
Yeah, I do understand it. We have made some major changes over the years, and I completely understand why people would say that it's hard to keep up with the changes that we make. So it's a very, very reasonable question. The most recent changes that we made about a year ago really came from one major factor and one smaller factor. So we did reinvent our certification program in April of last year, so almost 1 year ago. So the major reason that we made the changes that your reader was asking about was because of the cloud. What we have seen, as you know, we're all in on the cloud at Microsoft. Yeah. You've mentioned to me that people on your blog are...
On my blog, one of the most famous blog on post on my blog is about cloud computing. It's 10 times more than every other post. So people are really interested in cloud computing, and I see this change.
So if you think about it, cloud services don't have any version numbers. Now, if you earned a Microsoft certification years ago, like the MCSE in Windows Server 2003, for example, and you have that certification, it has a version number on it. But cloud services don't have version numbers. And so we needed a different way to name our certifications. And so at the expert level in our program, we have names like MCSE Private Cloud, MCSE Business Intelligence, MCSD Windows Store Apps. There's no version number at the end. So we needed still a way for us to be able to validate ongoing skills. How do you know that someone who earned MCSE Private Cloud still has current skills in the marketplace? Well, the way that we do that is through recertification.
So just an upgrade exam for the whole path, right?
Exactly. So if when you earn an MCSE Private Cloud, it's good for 3 years. Before the 3 years are up, instead of taking all five exams that you needed to earn that certification, you'll be able to take one exam that recertifies your skills for another 3 years, and all that exam will cover is the material that's new since you originally passed the exam.
And I still will be certified in private cloud.
That's
private.
Right, exactly. So that was the main motivation for making the change. The one other thing I would add is that before we made this change, our certifications didn't include the very popular MCSE, MCSD, and MCSA acronyms. We did research with our customers, with people who we certified, and asked them, do you want to see us use those acronyms again? And the answer was resoundingly yes. Yeah. Those were the certifications that people remember. Frankly,
it was recognized on the market between the people who was certified and in the employee space.
So those are the reasons that we made the change. We don't plan to make other changes.
Good to hear.
We have the layout of certifications that we're happy with, we believe our customers are very happy with, and we plan to stick with them.
Okay, so one of the question I had was about one of the top expert certification is MCM, Microsoft Certified Master. And do you know if it's possible to pass this exam in Europe?
In some cases, yes. So first, when we made the change to our program a year ago, we also changed the name of the master level certification to be consistent with the other names. So it's now MCSM, Microsoft Certified Solutions Master.
Yeah.
We offer five different versions of MCSM. See if I can remember all of them. Active Directory, Link, SQL, Exchange, and SharePoint.
Yeah.
For years, the only way to earn a master level certification for Microsoft was to pass a knowledge exam, travel to Redmond, take 3 weeks of training, and pass a very rigorous lab exam. For two of the paths that I just described, for SQL and for Exchange, we have changed that. You can still do what I just described, but you also now have the option to pass the knowledge exam in a test center outside of Redmond and to take the lab exam remotely, where we will proctor you remotely. So the knowledge exam, which is the first of the two steps, is now available in two locations in the United Kingdom, in Berlin and in Moscow. So not here in Warsaw, but we do have locations in Europe. And as I said, for both SQL and Exchange, for the lab exam, we can proctor that remotely over the internet. So you can actually take the lab exam from wherever you are located.
So it's great. Okay, another tough question about certification market, but in terms of competition, because readers of my blog asked me about the value of certification, because on Polish market, for example, Cisco exams are treated as a much valuable than Microsoft, and I think maybe it's because the brain dumps. Probably you know this verb and you know what brain dumps is. It's a list of questions from the exams which you can sometimes get from somewhere. And is Microsoft doing something to avoid this type of brain dumps? And what is Microsoft doing to change the perception of the value of the certification among the other companies?
Yeah, well, let me start with brain dumps. Brain dumps are an industry problem. They're not just a Microsoft problem.
Yeah.
And anyone who does a quick search on the internet would see that there are websites that claim that they have exams from all the major
vendors. Yeah.
So frankly, everyone has the same problem that they look to deal with. It's by no means unique to Microsoft, but we have that same problem as well. We have an approach to building the integrity of and value of our certifications that we call the four D's, because there are four words, each of which happens to start in English with the letter D, that describe the process. The first is how we design our exams. We design our exams and our certifications to be comprehensive, so that someone can't just know the common things that people need to do. Because think about it, if you're the employer, you don't want someone who only knows the common tasks. You want someone who has comprehensive understanding of the knowledge and skills needed, because that's the way that you avoid an outage. Because someone knows all the ways to work with this, not just the common things. So there are a number of ways that a number of things we do to build into our certifications the broad and deep knowledge that people need. And you know, when you asked me earlier about some of the changes that we've made to our certifications, we have made them more difficult to achieve. It requires more exams to achieve our professional expert level certifications now than it did before, and that was part of building the integrity and value of the certifications. So that's the first D. The second D is development. I described earlier one of the ways that we've now have SQL exam questions that require that you actually write SQL statements. We've made those kinds of changes throughout our exams. And I can tell you as an example, I was in India about 3 months ago speaking to a large group of professionals from Infosys, the major international outsourcing firm. And I asked for questions at the end of my talk about certifications. One gentleman raised his hand and he said, "I actually don't have a question, I have a statement to make to you." He said, "I took your HTML5 exam a couple of weeks ago. That was a hard exam. And then I took your SQL exam, and that was really hard too. I passed them, but you've really done something special with your exams now." So the word is getting out that we design and develop in a different way. We also, the third D is deliver. We work very closely with Prometric, the organization that we use that has thousands of test centers around the world to deliver our exams in a very secure environment. And I must say that many of the things that we do with Prometric, I can't tell you, and I can't tell your readers, your listeners, because after all, they are about protecting security.
Something what I saw that when I was doing my exams in, as you said, in Windows Server 2003, and right now I'm doing in Windows Server 2012 to pass the MCSC Private Cloud certification. Right now in exam centers there are cameras. Before there wasn't. And few things like this, like papers which you can get out and things like this. So.
And other things you can't see that are changes that we've made. And quickly, the last D is defend. So we actually do, you've taken legal action against individuals who claim to have our exam questions. So the four Ds taken together are really building the value of the certifications that we offer.
Okay, great to hear. One more thing, it was the first part of my previous question was about our competitors and the value of the certification, because in Poland the Cisco has a... they are treated as a much valuable certification for the people than Microsoft, and then is Microsoft doing something to change this perception all over the world?
Well, we're delighted to see that people in Poland value certifications in general.
Yeah.
I myself led Cisco's certification program for a number of years, so I'm very familiar with what they offer as well. The kinds of changes that I've talked about with you during our discussion, the four Ds, the ways that we design, develop, deliver, and defend our exam, is really becoming noticed. The fact that our exam requirements are stronger than they were when I joined the company 3 years ago is really getting noticed. The MCSE brand in particular is something that many people remember as a foundational, you know, as a great certification to earn, and we've brought that back. So in my conversations, frankly, in all parts of the world, with business leaders and individuals who are hiring managers, we're seeing that strong presence for Microsoft certifications become even stronger. It is the kinds of activities that we do, including discussions like this, that are really helping people to see the kinds of things that we're doing differently. Ultimately, it's up to each individual to decide what value do I choose to place on this. But with the changes we've made, with the rigor in our certifications, with the focus on the cloud, you know, I think that that the sky's the limit for the success of our certifications. I would add one thing related to cloud, since we really are very much in the forefront in reinventing our certifications to make use of the cloud. We completed a study that we sponsored, but was done by an organization called IDC that was released in December of this past year, so 3 months ago. IDC is an extremely well-known and well-regarded industry analyst firm.
In
Poland as well, excellent. Their study showed that between now and the end of 2015, all across the world, all of the growth in IT professional jobs will be in the cloud. All of it. And the fact that we've reinvented our certifications to accommodate on-premise, hybrid on-premise and cloud, and both public and private cloud skills and knowledge, I think puts us in a great leadership position to make our certifications, make the perception and reality of our certifications that much more valuable.
And is it study or report is publicly available?
It is.
Can we get a link to it?
It is linked on our website, and I'll be glad to provide you a link. It is publicly available. That's right.
Okay, thank you. So I have a different question, because some of the readers ask me about what kind of benefits Microsoft has from certification. Is it only income? Or is it something more? Is it educating the market, or is it getting people to know the products and to buy it, or what is it for Microsoft?
Yeah, across Microsoft Learning, our certifications the training that we offer, the Microsoft Press, the Microsoft IT Academy. We have multiple objectives. And frankly, they are the ones that your reader who asks the questions, that covers many of them. So yes, we are a business within Microsoft. And so we have some financial requirements like any other part of a company. So that is certainly true. In addition, we recognize that people who have a good familiarity with our products are more likely to like our products. And why do I say that? Because we think we make great products.
Yeah.
And so as people become familiar with them, they are they're more likely to say, well, I want us to use those products in our company. So of course that is a value to Microsoft. But we hope it's also very much a value to the individuals who have those skills, because it makes them more productive and more valuable in their organizations. The other thing I would mention is that we recognize that in the world that we live in today, technical development and technical advancement actually can help the advancement of entire economies. IT and software, technical services are becoming continuing to be such a big part of the economic engine for so many countries, whether they're emerging countries or countries that are already highly developed, that we do recognize that part of what we are doing, particularly in academic and in retraining of workforce that might be displaced from other industries, that frankly, we're helping economies to be more successful as well. So really, we're aware of all of those different roles that we play as a part of what we do in Microsoft Learning to help make us and the places that where we do business more successful.
Yeah, so good to hear that it's not only income for Microsoft, but the main reason is, of course, education and then the things like you mentioned before. Maybe you have some best practices from all over the world, from other Microsoft subs than Poland. How to other subs are promoting certification among recruiters, among employers, and how they are doing this, because of course we want to do much more in terms of certification in Poland in promoting, and maybe you have some good advices or good practices.
I gave one example before, but let me talk about that one. One thing that I mentioned in one of your earlier questions was that there's an organization that our team works closely with in the United States called Robert Half. They are a major recruiting firm in the United States. They have over 100,000 IT professionals in their database of people that they look to place in permanent or temporary positions as IT professionals, as developers, and so on. One of the ways to accelerate the interest among employers is for recruiting firms to present their candidates to employers with their full set of credentials and be able to explain to employers, this is why you would want to hire this candidate, because this candidate not only has some experience, which is extremely valuable, but also has demonstrated in a rigorous process that they have the motivation and the skills to be successful in these areas. So recruiting firms has turned out to be one area that is a very good area of focus and a good area of collaboration, because they have interest in making sure that their candidates are as strong and capable as they can be, because it helps them to place those candidates. The other area I would point out is the connection with the academic community, with the education community. We have seen over and over again that it's so common for academic institutions to be connected with businesses and with employers. And when that connection happens, employers are more likely to have a dialogue with the academic institution about what are the best ways to prepare individuals for job-ready skills, in addition to the broad citizenship skills that, that people might get going through a typical college career. And so that dialogue really helps. It's one of the reasons, among many, that we've been very assertive in bringing forward to academic institutions the opportunity with the Microsoft IT Academy. Because we know that when they're helping their students with job-ready skills and having that dialogue with employers, people start to recognize the value of having these credentials that don't replace an academic an academic degree, but enhance it.
Yeah. And if I remember well, there's a very nice thing in academic exams that they have a full half price of the full exam, and people in Poland really love this because if you are a student, you can get an exam for a half of the price. So
clearly, we recognize that most students are living on a tight budget.
Yeah.
And frankly, most academic institutions have a tighter budget than typical businesses. And so yes, you know, throughout what Microsoft does, including with our exams and our learning materials, we offer them at a very affordable price for students and for academic institutions.
Okay, everything what we said today, I saw that we are doing as a Microsoft lot of starting from the education to the certification to the employee market. And do you want to tell something directly to my readers, to all IT pros in Poland, because we have about 300,000 IT pros in Poland and about 70,000 developers. So they are the people who probably want to be much skilled, much certified. So maybe you want to tell something to them at the end of our interview.
Sure, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to do that. So I'll speak directly to you. I'm so glad to have had the opportunity to chat today about Microsoft certifications and Microsoft training and the ways in which people can grow their skills. I think that the opportunity in technology is limitless. The number of things that any of us can do with technology today are dramatically different than what we could have done 10 years ago. At the same time, we are at an inflection point. The cloud changes everything. We're seeing dramatic change in the way that people are consuming services, and the way that companies, governments, academic institutions, and others are deploying technology services. This is a great time to build your skills for the kinds of jobs, not just that are here today, but that are coming in the future. I wish you the best of success in doing that, and you can count on Microsoft to be working with you as you look to grow your skills for the jobs of the future. So I want to thank you for your attention in watching this this video, and I want to thank you again for taking the time to meet with me.
It was really pleasure to talk with you and to ask you sometimes tough questions, but I think it was great to hear some good news.
Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.